All right, we're going to have Bible college this week, and I hope you will take it seriously, every single person. This is a new edition of the Effectual Bible Student. This is a course that we first published in 2015, and this is a brand new edition that we intend to video record this week and then publish online. And I am sure that this course will transform the life of any born-again, spiritually serious child of God who uses it properly. And I said a lot right there. And I am sure that my life would have been different had I had this kind of teaching when I was a kid. I grew up in a Baptist church, and a weak Baptist church, but my parents were there every time the doors were open. And I made a little profession of faith at about age 10, 11, but nothing happened. I wasn't born again, but I grew up in that church, and I was there for everything that happened in that church, and basically nothing happened. There was no serious teaching that I remember at all, Bible teaching, certainly nothing like this. And I just grew up ignorant of the Bible. And then at age 23, I was saved about 2 years after I got out of the Army. And that's when I became serious about Bible study. And I look back and wish I had had this kind of teaching. So you do have, and I hope you'll take it seriously, especially young people. And to take this course seriously, we need to pay close attention and try to capture everything that is taught. I can't teach you. You've got to. I can teach you in the sense of I can give this teaching, but I cannot do anything in your personal life this week. You're going to have to be a student. You're going to have to sit there and take this teaching seriously and capture it as best you can instead of just sitting there. That's your responsibility. And don't let yourself be distracted this week. There probably will be some distractions, but it is your responsibility not to be distracted this week. This is God's Word that we're dealing with. It's a very serious subject. And so don't allow yourself to be distracted. Sit there and get everything that God has for you this week. And so you're going to have to focus on the lessons we give, the teaching and preaching we give all the way through Friday night. And then you're going to have to answer the review questions if you are going to be serious about this course. You're going to have to answer the review questions. And the review questions are in the textbook, which you can get between the services. And if you're going to take this course seriously, you've got to have the textbook. We put a lot of work into this, preparing it and then publishing it and printing it. And it's bound in such a way you can open it up and use it as a textbook. And then if you're going to take this course seriously, you've got to take the final test. And we have a final test that we will be sending to the pastor for those who want to take it. And then if you're going to take this course seriously, you got to put it into practice. Because this is a Bible study. This is not just about head knowledge. Taking this course seriously. This is a beginner course on this subject. We have a more extensive advanced course called Understanding the Bible for Yourself, some copies of which are on the table, a much more advanced course, but this is a good, solid beginner course. It's intended to whet your appetite for Bible study and get you started. It's not intended for someone to say, well, I took that course, now I know something. Well, you know a little bit, maybe. But all these things are intended to whet God's people's appetite so they will be serious Bible students. Serious Bible students. Serious Bible students. That's our goal. That's our passion. I've studied personally about 30 courses on Bible interpretation and Bible study. 40 courses through the years. Not one, not two, 30. And I'm always looking for something new to help me. Our goal is that each one of the church members will be a serious Bible student from the youngest to the oldest. That's our goal and passion. That's what we seek to do overseas in our church. That God has given us into Paul, New Testament church, that every single member, from the youngest to the oldest, will be a serious Bible student. And we seek to educate them that way. And it's the only way to have a true New Testament church in fulfillment of God's clear commands. That every member be a serious Bible student. Let's look at some scriptures. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. A true New Testament church. How do we know what a true New Testament church is? Look in the Bible. Not at tradition. Not at what is going on in some other church. The Bible tells us what a true New Testament church is. Look, Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. Christ's Great Commission. Notice what it says here about Bible study. Serious Bible study. Matthew 28, verse 18. That every member will be a serious Bible student is a mark of a true New Testament church. I'm talking about every single member. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power's given unto me in heaven and in earth. And so nobody else has any power. The President of the United States has no power. If Christ has all power, others only have what power Christ has given them. Because he has all power. The governor of California has no power. Because Christ has all power. He only has what Christ has given him. All power. Now that's a lot of authority. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Yeah, we do. We need to have our eyes on God and Christ. And he's ahead of all this stuff. And he's in control of our times and seasons. Not the government. Christ is ahead of it. He changes the times and the seasons. He raises up kings and casts them down. Go ye therefore, in light of the fact that he has all the power, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them, and so preaching the gospel, baptizing those that believe, those that come to Christ, those that repent and believe, those that are saved, and then what? Well, then the work's barely begun. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Well, where do we find that? Here, in this book. This book was settled in heaven before it was given to holy men on earth. This is the all things Christ has commanded, the whole book. There's 66 books in the one book. And so to observe, that means to obey. Not only know everything in this book, but obey everything in this book. Now that's a tall order. What is that? That's a New Testament church. That's the business of a New Testament church. Teaching all things to every single member. Everyone that has been saved. And so, it's a mark of a New Testament church. Look at Colossians 1:28. Colossians 1:28. The mark of a New Testament church is every single member become a skillful Bible student. Whom we preach, whom is, pointing back to verse 27, Christ. Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Notice what it's saying. This is a New Testament church. Every man, every single man was targeted by Paul. In his churches. Every single individual was targeted in what way? And notice it says every man twice by way of emphasis. Every single one. That they be presented perfect in Christ. Perfection, completeness, and all the will of God. Every single individual in the church. And to accomplish that, we have to warn every man and teach every man. No, it mentions every man three times, not twice. Three times by way of emphasis. Every single individual, nobody falling through the cracks. Every church member. Warning. The first thing it says is warning. And then teaching. But that's not the way it works in practice. You first teach and then you warn if people are not obeying the teaching, right? Teaching has to come first. Like with your kids, teaching has to come first. But here it says warning first, and that also is a way of emphasis. It's emphasizing the necessity of warning. Do you know that the average independent Baptist church is giving up on warning? A clear reproof and rebuke and warning and correction and chastening and discipline, all those so-called negative things. But we need those things. And so every single individual is to be targeted. That's the New Testament church. Look at Hebrews 5, verses 12 through 14. Hebrews 5, verses 12 through 14. New Testament church. Every individual a serious Bible student. That's what this passage teaches. Let's start at verse 11. Of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of hearing. And so there are difficult things in the Word of God. And especially for those that are dull of hearing. That means spiritually immature. That means carnal. If you're carnal, you're saved, but you're carnal, you can't learn the Bible very well. And that's what was happening here. They had been saved for some time here in the first century. They had been saved for some time, but they were still dull of hearing. And Paul, I believe Paul wrote this, said, there's things I want to teach you, but I can't because your spiritual condition isn't right. You're not growing. Look at verse 12. For the time you ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. He said, the time has come when you ought to be teachers. And so every single child of God is to be a teacher. That's what the Bible says. Not standing in a pulpit, unless you're called for that, but teaching. Teaching in your home. All kinds of teaching is to go on. Every child of God. Fathers are to be teachers. According to Ephesians 6:4, the father is to be the overseer of all the education of his family. And that requires that he have the knowledge to be a teacher. A teacher. Mothers are to be teachers of their children. The first place that children are to be educated is in the home. In the home. That means the mother and the father need to be serious Bible students so they can be teachers of their children. Aged women are to teach the younger women, Titus chapter 2. Aged women are to be teachers. Younger women are to be teachers. And so this is what we see in the scriptures as a church that is a serious Bible training institute, because every member must learn the Word of God and become a skillful student of the Word of God. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. 2 Timothy 3, verse 15. And that from a child that has known the Holy Scriptures, known the Holy Scriptures. That's in a home. That's done in a home. First and in the church, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scriptures given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. The perfect book. Verse 17, that the man of God may be perfect. A perfect book that is able to make God's people perfect. Throughly furnished unto all good works. That's the goal. That all of God's people be throughly furnished. Thoroughly, completely furnished. Unto all good works. And it takes the Scriptures to do that. Every believer needs every book of the Bible. Every believer needs to understand every book of the Bible. Be familiar with it. Every book. Can you stand up today and tell us what the theme of Micah is? Can you stand up today and tell us what the theme of Micah is? Can you stand up today and tell us what the theme of Colossians is? Can you stand up today and tell us what the main theme of Jude is? And let's go on 66 times. Deuteronomy. What's that all about? Deuteronomy. Ah, what a book. What's that all about? Do you know? Every believer needs every book. To be a skillful student of the Word of God, you have to aim to know those things. This is the most important book on earth. And it's the most wonderful book on earth. I feel sorry for people that aren't serious Bible students. How much they are missing out. This is our goal. And it's the way to have families that please God and accomplish His will. Look with me at Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Hope you brought your Bibles. It's very important to look at the Scriptures as the preacher and teacher is reading them. That way you get it through the eye gate and the ear gate. And we're very dull. We need it through every gate we can get it through. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. Oh, hear, O Israel. Notice the passion there. Hear, O Israel. The Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart. And with all thy soul, and with all thy might, that's man's created purpose. There is no other purpose. If you're serving some other purpose in life other than loving God, you're an idolater.
That's right.
You're an idolater. Your created purpose, my created purpose is to love God with my whole being. And serve Him and please Him. And then it says these words. We cannot know and love God apart from His words. You can't know and love God by going out in the forest and meditating. You have to have a revelation from Him. His words. We have to have His words. That's what we have in this book, the words of God. These words, which I command thee this day, shall be in thine heart. Thine heart. That's where they're to be. What do you meditate on? What do you love to spend time thinking about? What did you think about this week? What are you going to think about this afternoon when you're out of this place? That's who you are. What you meditate on is what you are, who you are. The Word of God. It has to be brought into the heart. It has to be understood. It has to be kept there and protected there and meditated upon and protected. So I don't want anything to crowd out the Word of God from my heart. I'm going to guard it jealously. I've been doing this for 48 years. I'm going to guard it jealously. I don't want anything to crowd out the Word of God from my heart. That's your responsibility if you're saved. If you're not saved, you can't do any of these things. And thou shalt, notice, thou shalt teach them diligently. Teach them a little bit? No, diligently. Unto thy children. And shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house. What do you talk about when you sit in the house? You talk about sports? You talk about politics? You talk about some stupid thing you found on social media. There's an endless. There are millions of stupid things on social media people pass around. And a lot of it's in, a lot of it's filthy, but a lot of it's innocent. But it's stupid and a waste of time. What do you talk about? This is talking about a home that's filled with the Word of God. Not just Sunday going Christians. and then forget it and go about my what I really love the rest of the week? No, this is serious biblical Christianity. The home filled with the Word of God, the parents filled with the Word of God, the parents serious students of the Word of God, so they can teach their children. We play too much in America. We're just entertaining ourselves to hell, America is. Entertaining itself to hell. And the average church is just a Christianized version of the world. It's just Christianized fun. Fun upon fun upon fun. We need to get serious with the Word of God. And that takes parents that are serious about the Word of God in their homes. And when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, all day long. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand. And they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. In other words, everywhere, just immersed in the Word of God. Always reminded of the Word of God. The children immersed in the Word of God. That's the environment in which the Spirit of God uses to bring conviction and salvation and surrender and all those good things. It is an environment that is filled with the Word of God. There it is. And this is a New Testament church. Bible study is not an end unto itself. It's for the purpose of knowing God, first of all. To know Him. God. God is life. God is life. There is no life without God. You have no breath without God. You have no being without God. You did not create yourself. There is no life without God. He created everything, but He Himself is life. To know Him. I want to know Him. I can know Him because He's revealed Himself in Jesus Christ. And He's revealed Himself in His Word. And that's the first purpose of the Bible, is to know God. Now that's thrilling. The Bible is to know God's will. It's impossible to know God's will apart from knowing the Bible well. Your parents cannot show you God's will. They can help you. They can counsel you. But your parents do not know the will of God for you. Only God does. And it is found here. And the better I know the Bible, the better I can know God's will. This is not an end in itself. It's just a tool to get to the end. Knowing God's word is for preparation for Christian service. If you're saved, you're an ambassador. You're a priest. You're a soldier. You're a teacher. You're a builder. All of that takes preparation. Did you go in the military? And they say, okay, go over there and start soldiering. No, they trained you. And they keep training you in the U.S. military. Keep training. More and more training. That's a mark of excellence. But we're soldiers in a much more serious and important army. The army of Christ. He is not going to lose any wars. And I want to be on His side, and I want to be in His army. I was drafted into the U.S. Army in 1969 against my will. And then I went down and joined, but I want to be in Christ's army. Therefore, I've got a lot of training to do for all of these occupations. You can be a serious Bible student if you're saved. You can be. If you're saved, and if you have a love for Christ and truth, and if you're willing to do what is required because there's work required, you can be an effectual Bible student. You might not be able to be an excellent mathematician. You might not have the intelligence to do that. But if you're saved and you have any kind of basic education and can read and write properly, and man, that's important. Make sure your kids can read and write well. Very well. Because this is a book. There's a lot of homeschoolers that don't learn how to read and write well. That's a sin against those children because God wrote a book. Therefore, you've got to know grammar and all kinds of things in regard to words to be an effectual Bible student. But if you have a basic education and you're saved and you have a passion and you want to be a Bible student, you can be. Many of the most serious teachers started out, Bible teachers started out without a good education. That was my situation. I never took education seriously growing up. I just slid by public school. I slid by, and I could basically get along without studying, and I did, and then I graduated. I didn't take it seriously, didn't care. And when I got saved at age 23, I went to Bible college and I took a preliminary test and they said, you've got to take remedial English, ninth grade English. I was 23 years old. And I was already writing some things that first year I was saved. And it was one of the best things that ever happened to me because I was not to the level that I needed to be a serious Bible student. I needed remedial English, ninth grade English. I think of Bill Hardiker. He, when he got saved, missionary to the Philippines, but when he got saved, he was a teenager, and he was a video gamer. He was smart. Bill's a smart guy. But he was devoting all of his intelligence and passion to video games, which is what? Nothing. Nothing at all. In light of eternity. Nothing! And he got saved. When he got saved, he had never read books. He was not a reader. He never read books. And after he got saved, he wanted to study the Bible. He wanted to learn the Bible. He wanted to find God's will. And he's an amazing Bible student today. Bible teacher. A tremendous reader. But he didn't start out that way. He got that passion because he got saved and got interested in the Bible. So whatever your background is, you can be an effectual Bible student if you have a heart for it. But you have to learn how. Just like with anything. You can't say, well, I'm going to go drive a car. I'm just going to go hop out there and drive. Yeah. No, you can't do that. You've got to learn. You've got to learn, no matter what it is. When we're born in this world the first time, we're just little babies and we don't know anything. It's amazing how helpless and totally ignorant a baby is. And so everything has to be learned. Everything in life. God's ordained it that way. One Bible teacher said, not long after I became a Christian, someone encouraged me, now that you've come to faith, you need to get into the Word. Wonderful, I said. Where do I start? Start anywhere, brother. It's all profitable. So I went home and opened my Bible and landed in Ezekiel. Right in the middle of the wheels. I struggled with that passage for a while. Ezekiel chapter 1, the vision of the cherubims and the chariot of God and the wheels within the wheels. It's an amazing passage. We'll see those cherubims, by the way, in, of course, Christ's kingdom. And in Ezekiel, the end of Ezekiel, he describes the temple that will be built in the millennium in great detail, 8 chapters. And Ezekiel describes how that God's people in that day will see the cherubims, God's chariot coming from the east into that temple. He said, I landed in the middle of the wheels. I struggled with that passage for a while till I thought, this has to be an exception. So I tried the other end of the Bible, Revelation. bowls and vials and wrath, which completely confused me. So I'm ashamed to say I closed the book for one solid year. Wheels and bowls. No, you've got to learn. You need to build a serious library. There are some serious books on the table this week that many people have highly recommended. I personally highly recommend them. Commentaries out there. I've had some people already tell me that. I've had some serious Bible students tell me that those are their favorite commentaries already. In the process of writing commentaries on the whole Bible, and a lot of them are there. But you need to build a serious library. And learn everything you can, because these kind of things require education. I hope you'll take this course seriously this week. And our intent is to video record it and publish it online. And our prayer is that many of God's people will, it will help them in their Bible study. In the last meeting I was in Oregon, there were several large homeschooling families in that church. And they have done a lot of things right in that church. The church is about 35 years old, I believe. The pastor started the church, and he had a big family, and he did well with his family, raising them for Christ, and they all got saved. And he's gone now. He died this year. But his kids are still in the church, and his grandkids are still in the church. But one thing they're weak on there, as I found out, was Bible education. And I talked personally to several of the teenagers while I was there last week. And asked them about their Bible study habits. And these are kids that have grown up in strong Christian home and church. Separated. They still believe in separation and modest clothing and godly music. Thank the Lord for a church like that. But what's the future of that church? Well, it's going to depend largely on biblical education. And I talked to those teenagers, and they said, well, you know, I read the Bible every day. And I try to read the Bible, but I said, well, what's your plan in reading the Bible? And they said, well, I read a chapter of Proverbs, one of them said. I read a chapter of Proverbs every day. That's good. And so I just kind of read other places. No real plan. None of them had a real plan. I said, I can help you. I said, next week I'm going to be preaching a new series, Effectual Bible Student, down in California, where it's sunshiny. And we're going to video record it. And I said, I guarantee you that it will incredibly help you in your Bible study. And I know it will. And already some of them are signed up for it. They're eager that this thing will be finished and published so they can become better Bible students. Well, I'm here. You're here this week, right here, ground zero. And I hope you'll take this very seriously, this opportunity. God bless you. The textbook is on the table, as we mentioned at the beginning. And now is the time to get it, right now, between these services. And you need this. If you're going to take the course seriously, don't just sit there. Get this and follow along. It's got the review questions in it. And then we'll be sending the final test at the end. This is a textbook for this week. God bless you.